Now, I'm going to get your name wrong again. I'm so sorry about this. I really am. This is Lisbeth Newman.
Lise Newman.
Lise Newman.
Yes.
It's a, what nationality is the first name?
It's a Dutch name. It's Dutch for Elizabeth. So you're not alone in struggling at first attempt, Mike.
I'll call you Lisa then, is that
okay? Yeah, that's cool. That's really good.
Fantastic. And now, Lisa, you're from the Marillac Neurological Care Centre, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes.
Whereabouts is that in Brentwood?
Right, so the Marillac is in Worley. So we're an important part of Brentwood. We've been in Worley for over 100 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And something of, oh, really is a good point, because although we're an integral part of the Brentwood community, we're something of a well-kept secret, which is not a good look for us as a local charity. So I'm really trying to raise the profile. So talking to you, Mike, this morning and all your listeners is a huge opportunity, and thank you.
That's okay. It's our pleasure. We want to help all the local charities we need to help. So what are your qualifications to work at the Marillac?
Right. So my role at Marillac is fundraising and partnerships manager. And my background, I was in the city for over 20 years, and for the last 10 years I've been involved in local charities close to my heart, the Chigwell Riding Trust, Haven House, a school for special emotional mental health needs, helping young people with a tough background, and I've been at the Marillac for the last year. So combining my professional background and my charity background brings me to where I am today, now, helping the Marillac.
A lot of people hear the word neurological care centre and they don't fully understand what it is. Can you tell us what you actually do there?
Yes, okay. So neurological refers to anything brain, central nervous system, spine. So Marillac provides specialist care and rehabilitation for adults aged 18 and upwards. We have quite a few very young people with us who are facing profound or complex disability following traumatic brain injury, spinal injury, and progressive neurological conditions. So there I mean things like motor neurone disease, which has been in the news recently.
Right. Okay, then. So what exactly is it? Just one thing that the Marillac specialise in, or do you look at everything?
So we provide, our care encompasses nursing, as you'd imagine, but also physiotherapy, occupational therapy, and speech and language therapy. So a lot of our residents are having to relearn really, really basic tasks, how right. to swallow, how to eat and drink safely, how to access the world around them, say things you and I would take for granted, like turning on the light, adjusting the temperature, being able to call for help. Occupational therapy also helps our residents prepare for more independent living. So we're grateful to get out in the Brentwood community and access the local shops. We really welcome the engagement and patience of local shopkeepers when we're out, just practicing things that are part of normal life, but people get out of the habit or find a challenge if they've had these injuries. We also run a very lively and varied activities program designed to promote choice, fulfillment, social connection, but importantly, again, relearn basic life skills, so things like cooking, food preparation. We have 3 step-down bungalows, which again prepare people to move on to a more independent setting. And also importantly, we recognise that the emotional journey of these injuries be challenging.
Very.
Not just for the individual, but also for their loved ones. Mm. So we provide pastoral care for the individuals we're caring for, but also for their friends and families. And I think that really sets us apart from other centres.
Now, my father had, I'll never forget it, I was about 15 and I woke up one morning, he'd had a stroke while he was asleep.
Yep.
No pain involved, which shocked me quite a bit.
Yep.
Nothing hurt, he just forgot how to speak and he forgot how to use his right arm. That was really strange to me. And what you just said then about you have to relearn it is exactly how he put it. He couldn't lift anything with his right arm. He couldn't move it at all.
Yep.
Very strange. That part of the brain that controls that obviously got cut off of blood supply, and it's It absolutely died for a while.
Yeah, so that's really a common feature, and how we care for our residents is this intense rehab. So the good news is once immediate medical needs have been met in an emergency care situation, access to a centre like Marillac really is the best way to get individual back and ready for a safe transition back into the community. And this type of, while they're with us, it often involves celebrating the small pleasures that many people take for granted. So visits to the high street for shopping, going to the local Wetherspoons for a drink, going to the pantomime in Brentwood, that's always a special favourite. So we really are part of the Brentwood community, and we're really grateful for that engagement of the community. But it is, as you say, relearning the real basic stuffs and celebrating the small things. We should really be grateful for everything our bodies do for us.
Totally. It's just a mechanism that works perfectly, and
yes.
Well, when it doesn't, you really know about it.
Absolutely.
How do you makes me really curious. How do you relearn? How do you reteach somebody how to use their arm, for example?
Right, that's a really, really good question. So, Mike, we have the most amazing committed therapies team. They're really dedicated, they push our residents just the right amount, but there's also a lot of amazing technology now, neurotech we call it, say for the speech and language therapy. A lot of things are gamified now. So, for example, do you remember the game Simon,
the electronic game from the
80s?
Yeah.
I'm showing my age here. So a lot of these devices allow, can sense if a resident or an individual is standing on those, it can sense the weak side of the body, say hemiplegia in stroke.
Really?
Residents, and it can then train those bodies to work on that side of the body to regain strength. And again, milestones and achievements are just amazing for us. Seeing someone who's previously been not able to move, being able to mobilize and self-propel either in their wheelchair or out of their wheelchair, being able to enjoy food and drink and the taste of those after being fed through a tube. These are all little things that are celebrated by the staff and the care team at Marillac.
So if anybody's listening right now and they want to get in contact with you, have you got a website?
Yes, it's a little bit out of date. So that is another project for us at the moment, refreshing our website so that people can see all the amazing things we do and how we care. The website is www.marillac.co.uk. I'm going to spell that out. M for mother, A for alpha, R for Romeo, I for India, L for Lima, L for Lima, A for alpha, C for Charlie.
And a telephone number, have you got it on the website as well?
It's on the website, yes.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mike.
As you're one of the local charities, and you can come in anytime you want them, sit and have a chat with us.
That's lovely. Thank you, Mike.